Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons, here with our best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. Pete, how are you doing today?
Kit, I'm doing great. I hope you are, and I hope all the listeners are as well. You know, it's hard to believe we're almost halfway done with the year, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. It just seems to be going faster and faster. And one thing that is always the case is that there are always new studies coming out, and we like to take a look at one of these studies every once in a while, sort of see how it stacks up against reality, because we know that sometimes science is not, as they say, an exact science. But let's take a look at this new study coming out of Penn State. Says that they've looked at different primates, including humans, and have found that male voices that are deeply pitched are not pitched to attract mates so much as they are to have dominance in competition with other males. So they found that deep voices, while they are mildly more attractive, as it were, to females, are less likely to attract females than they are to sort of scare off other males.
Yeah, the old deep voice, the radio voice they used to call it, kid. Talk real low. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, that's what, you know, it's funny what they study these days. That's what I'm amazed at. How many millions did they spend on this study?
Right. And they must be doing it across different labs in order to be doing it with different primates. I kind of wonder how they do this sort of thing with primates. Like, what is a voice? Is it just the screaming? Is that what we're looking at when we're looking at like a chimpanzee having a deeper voice, like a deeper scream? Or do they get them to talk? I don't see how that would work.
Well, I've been to the zoo before. Mm-hmm. You know, they communicate like that, and actually it's the mean look on the monkeys. I think the mean look from the big guy keeps all the monkeys away. Have you seen the mean look they give?
Oh yes.
So the look is is worse than the bark a lot of times, so to speak.
I wonder if that translates to humans as well, if that's that mean look, because they talk about smoldering eyes being attractive to the opposite sex.
Well, I don't know, but I know that personalities get in the way many times when people are trying to invest, because mm-hmm. people don't want to admit they maybe don't know everything. You know, any, and I'm a guy and you're a guy too, we can admit that. Any woman who's ridden in the car with a guy knows that we don't follow directions too good. and we see the same thing in the financial world, where you try to do your own plan and you are not doing that good, but you don't want to admit that you're not, so you stay mm-hmm. where you are. And staying the course many times doesn't work. I know we've heard a lot of times in the money world is, you buy and hold and buy and forget, or set it and forget it, but only if you have the right plan to begin with. And if you're not confident you have the right plan, setting and forgetting could be ignoring chances and years that could be building instead of subtracting from your retirement income.
And that's why it's so important that you make sure that you're not having that shouting match back and forth with your financial coach trying to say, oh, I'm right, you're right. Oh, yeah.
Well, but kid, a lot of times it doesn't even get as far as a financial coach. You won't even admit that you need one. Mm-hmm. And so that's the main worry we see, where 85% of Americans really do secretly admit they need a better plan, but they don't know who to get it from. And they're concerned that they may turn their money over to somebody who would do worse, right?
So,
and there's nothing wrong with being worried, but getting a good plan and understanding it. When you understand things and you can explain it to your family, the plan, and communicate online with your planner, that's when you're in the right place. And kid, I want to make this offer to anyone listening. For the next 50 callers nationally, we'll offer a no-cost income plan review. And I've seen these go as high as $499 nationally, but there'll be no cost or obligation to any radio listener who calls. You'll get an income plan. You'll get an analysis of your fees. You'll get some tax planning ideas. But most importantly, you'll get a one-page review of your financial situation that will help you decide if you need more help or not. Or you'll get that stamp of approval, which is worth even more, that you're doing the right thing. But isn't it better to know before? You know, when you buy a new car, you never know if it's good or not. And if you buy a used car, once it's off the lot, it's your problem, right?
Exactly.
Well, the financial planning industry is not like that. If you're in the wrong place, we can help you. We really can help you fix it. And we can get you on, listening to what you need, we can get you on the path that you want to be on. But you have to call right now. Call one of our affiliates nationally. First 50 callers here, no cost or obligation. You'll get an extra bonus here of that income plan.
The number to call is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. Call right now. Leave your name, your number, and where you are in the country, and we'll put you in contact with your local financial coach right there in your area. Very easy to sit down for that initial consultation and put together that income plan. No obligation. Absolutely free. Again, the number is 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
Did you know that 401ks often have high hidden fees? They could be eating away at your savings. Talk with an expert to uncover these fees by visiting the Safari team at financialsafari.com.
And it's time to crack open Coach's Financial Dictionary. Coach, today the term is shark repellent. Sounds very useful. What is shark repellent?
Well, shark repellent is not what you think it is. It's not keeping sharks away or the guys on TV you see who are investing in companies, right?
Got to watch out for those Shark Tank investors.
Yeah, right? I just said we watch that TV show. It's fun to watch. And a lot of that stuff is made for TV, by the way, folks. It's not all true. But shark repellent is a slang term for any one of a number of measures taken by a company to fend off an unwanted or hostile takeover attempt. It's called a poison pill before. We've seen that too.
Oh, yes.
It's if you are in a position or you think you may be in the future where your company may be taken over from someone you don't want it taken over, you build situations in your company where you can get out of it. And in many cases, kid, a company will make special arrangements to its charter or bylaws that become active only when a takeover attempt is announced, with the goal of making the takeover less attractive or profitable to the acquisition firm. Now, here's one of the things they say when it's announced. Well, if you were smart and you were trying to take a company over, what would you not do?
Announce it.
And you'd get a bunch of people who would get smaller amounts of shares that wouldn't have to report. You only have to report if you buy a certain percentage of
that's
a company.
True.
So that's called collusion, by the way, and that's not allowed. But since when has that ever stopped anybody the money world, right? That's good for a company sometimes, but sometimes you may be a stockholder in the company and you may say, gosh, if we get taken over, we'll be worth more money. And maybe the new taken over company would put more money into advertising and we may be better. So many times shareholders don't agree with the insiders when they put this shark repellent on a company. And that's why they have shareholder meetings. And if you're in any stock or even mutual funds many times, you'll get these annual notices of the annual meeting and the proxy to vote. And many people throw them away or just check yes. But this is your chance to speak up. And, you know, I don't expect people to speak up. Heck, people don't even speak up at their homeowners association meetings, do they? There's only
no
a small portion of people that go to them. And gosh,
a lot of people speak up on the lawn after the meeting when things are announced, though.
I went to a meeting one time in 1997 when I had just moved into my first house, and it was the most boring thing I'd ever gone to. It was 3 hours long, Kit. And this was, keep in mind, this was before I had an iPhone or anything, so I had to sit there and just listen to people.
Pay attention. Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
I guess if you have time. But when you, when you're talking about your money, and again, in a way, with a homeowners association, if they could keep those meetings shorter, I'd probably go.
That's true.
It's your money. It's your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It's the beauty of your house. It'd be like somebody who didn't want you to sell your house, and they were next door to you, and every time they saw you put a for sale sign up, they made their house look like Sanford and Son's front yard.
Oh, goodness.
So that's a poison pill in a way, because they didn't want your house to, they didn't want you to
move,
true. Right? So you have to be very careful when we're in the financial world. Don't fall for dirty tricks. But if you're on the inside, sometimes it may make sense to sell the company, and other times it won't. But that shark repellent is a term that we thought we'd bring on and just educate folks on, because it's one you probably never would have heard before.
Exactly. Well, make sure that you've got your eyes open about your investments. We're looking out for you every single week here on the Financial Safari.
Did you know that you might save thousands of dollars by rolling your IRA into a Roth? To see if it would help you or to find out more great retirement planning suggestions, visit financialsafari.com. That's financialsafari.com.